Chapter 45, The Last Lecture on Church Organization by A.T. Jones. In closing my lectures on church organization, I wish to give some final texts on the duties of deacons. Romans chapter 16, verse 1. The word servant is deacons, a deacon being the servant of the church. Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. This refers to Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 37. These seven, Acts 6, are not here plainly called deacons, but they were really the first deacons ever chosen. The contest showing that they were selected to attend to the details of the church once, temporal affairs and to relieve the elders. The root of the Greek word means or signifies made dusty by running, so continuously doing errands that he gets covered by dust. He looks out for the Lord's Supper, the robes for baptism, etc., looks after the poor and takes charge of the poor funds. But he does not baptize, that being a part of the duty of the minister. As to administering the ordinances, that is, taking charge, it is customary for the elder to have charge. But in handing out the emblems, the deacons assist, as in the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Another part of church order I wish to notice, Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 18. If thy brother trespass against thee, go and tell him. Is not that a plain statement? Tell who? Him. What further? Alone. Have we been doing this? Have we not been telling other people? Yes, and that is what makes all the church trouble. We have no right to tell a fault to anyone but the brother, and as a last resort, the church. If this scripture was followed, there would be no ordinary church trial. That scripture was put there to be obeyed. Now let us decide to do so hereafter, and that we will never speak of a brother's fault except to him, and that twice before carrying it before the church. What do we tell it to him for? To condemn him? No, to recover him. If he trespass against me, who is hurt? Is it not I? But who is sinning? Is it not he? And is not he the one that is to be saved from the error of his way? We are to tell him to recover him from his fault, and this is the sole object. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Who is to restore him? Ye who are spiritual. Then what is to be done first? To see if I am spiritual, whether I have the mind of God or not. And further, by the time I go to the Lord, I may find out the fault is on my side, and I may not have to go to the brother at all. Still, if after this I find the brother is wrong, then I go in the spirit of meekness, which is Christ's spirit. When he shows a person his fault, it is to save him, and that is all the purpose anyone should have in telling another his fault. Considering thyself also, lest thou also be tempted. There is no room then to go to a brother to find fault with him. Remember, too, we must always make a distinction between the sinner and the sin. Hate the sin with all the heart, but the sinner love. Who can hate sin more than the Lord? Yet who loves the sinner more? If we despise the sinner for his sin, the Lord will leave us some day to fight the same sin in our own strength and learn our own weakness. Now, after telling a brother his fault, and he will not hear thee, take with thee one or two more. What for? That they may be witnesses, as the matter may come before the church, and every word must be established, and that by witnesses you can show that the word of the Lord has been followed. What was the idea throughout? To get the brother to see his fault. Now the brethren taken are not to know for what purpose they are called. If I tell it first to them, I give it a coloring of my own. Now these witnesses hear me speak it again to him. And if neither he or they can see it in my light, it is time for me to stop. But if they try to have him see it as I do, and he will not, then let the church hear the matter. And if then he still refuse, then let him be to thee as a heathen and a publican, not to cast him off forever, but to work for him, as you would for any other heathen. Paul speaks of this in Titus chapter 3, verse 10, a heretic being one who chose for himself. If then a person withstands you and your witness, and the church, to choose for himself and is a heretic, being condemned of himself, not by the church or the brother, all these striving to save, not to condemn him. Now, Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 then. And then only is that text fulfilled. Having been done in accordance with the Lord's word, it becomes the action of the Lord, and is accepted in heaven. If a brother trespass against the church, breaking the Sabbath, for instance, it is the place of the elder to restore such an one, and not for the church to rebuke openly. Read Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. And the duties of an elder, given in a previous lecture, going with witnesses the second time if necessary, and finally bringing it before the church, if nothing else can be done. Now about speaking to only those who commit the fault. Number one, when a brother has committed a fault, and he is restored, remember that it is to be the last of it. It is not to be told to another afterwards. The Savior has forbidden us telling anyone but him at any time. Now, Matthew chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. So there is a check upon him also, and he cannot be at peace until he hears the brother. He must stop and go and be reconciled to his brother. Now read Psalms chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, margin also. We are not to receive a reproach against a brother. Exodus chapter 23, verse 1. Shall not receive a false report, the Hebrew version reads. What is a false report? The telling of what we do not know personally to be true, even though it may be true. To repeat such a thing is the same as to tell a lie. We are not to indulge in hearsay, so no story can go beyond the one who tells it without bearing false witness and the breaking of the ninth commandment. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16. Who is a talebearer? Read Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13, and you will always know. Never meddle with such an one. A faithful man covers it over and tries to stop its mischief. So Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19. Can you keep a secret, say they? Answer then, yes, you can. If it is a secret, I have no right to confide it to anyone. To betray what is told in confidence is treachery. Why do we tell one brother of his fault and he alone? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17, and the margin. The same as in Matthew chapter 18. It is done to save him from his sin. But if I refuse to go to him, and he continues in his evil way, then I become a partaker of his sin. Cain said, Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, brethren, we are helpers of one another. Now again, take heed how ye hear. It is next to impossible to listen to a statement and be able to repeat it as we hear it. It will receive the cast of each mind through which it passes. So we should heed what is said, that we have to repeat, or else we will convey a different impression from what the narrator intended. Then again, remember what was told you in a previous lecture. Receive not an accusation against an elder. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. And why this solemn charge? 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Chiefly because there are those who despise government and speak evil of dignities, and in doing this they put themselves above the angels and become as Satan, who accuses the brethren day and night. Brethren, let us quit and turn from the side of Satan and get upon the side of the Lord. But why bring Christ in here? Read Jude chapter 6. Well then, in doing so we put ourselves above Christ. Now, James chapter 4, verse 11. In doing this, we start where Satan did, and that is where we will go if we continue in this work.